Well, we're talking with Jim at Marbles Outlet in Gladstone, and we're talking with him about the fly fishing right now. He's got a fly shop there, and it's right next to the Escanaba River there on US 2. And Jim, I appreciate you giving us a little time today.
Oh, yeah, anytime, Adam. I enjoy talking with you and helping out the fishermen, hopefully.
Well, that's kind of the idea, is we're trying to get a report on what's going on with all the mayfly hatches. It is the peak time, but unfortunately, the river has really come up, at least the Escanaba, and I'm sure other rivers in your area as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had fabulous fishing up until this high water hit, and it's difficult to wade with the rivers at 2,500 CFS. So
I was actually out on Monday night, and it went from 900 CFS up to 2,500, and I still got out fishing, though.
Oh, good, yeah. How did you do?
Well, it was definitely tough. It was a challenge. So I was down on the Escanaba River below Boney, which is fortunately a lot of flat rock. But ankle-deep water was up to my waist. And I saw a few drakes Monday night, waited it out. There were some other mayflies as well, some sulfurs. There was actually a few isos that came out. But the drakes did show up right at dusk, as usual. And I think it's just getting started. But I found that these fish weren't working normal. You know how you wait for a fish and it rises in the same spot? They were actually following the current of the river, feeding on mayflies. So I had to walk with the fish casting to them, and I ended up getting two out of about nine that I was targeting.
Oh, well, that's typically when they're cruising. That's typically your bigger fish.
Yeah.
When they're actually covering territory where the smaller ones more apt to just sit there.
I don't think that any of them could sit there in that current. I think, because
right.
both of these were about 14, 15 inches. I think one was 13, actually, now that I think about it. I don't want to exaggerate too much, you know.
Fisherman, Adam, right? It's all the fish stories.
But the drake, you're right. The drake is just getting started. And what recommendation would you have if somebody is going to go out dry fly fishing tonight or through the weekend?
Well, I don't want to mislead people. It's the brown drake is time now, and they are starting to hatch, but you know, with 2,500 CFS, I'd be careful, you know, trying to get out in the river and wade. It's borderline dangerous, you know, but the water's going to come down here, I'm sure, shortly. You know, we've got a tremendous amount of rain. The Big West would be probably very good, maybe up a little closer to Gwynn on the main branch of the Escanaba. Any of the upper part of the Whitefish, any of the upper stretches of the river aren't going to have the water flows, you know, when you get down more in this area.
Little
Boney Falls is an example. But as far as the flies, it's going to be the brown drake followed by the iso. And that wouldn't stop me from going fishing, you know. there's still plenty of fish to be caught, but I just be careful, you know.
Jim, I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, it's very enjoyable talking to you, Adam.
And we'll try to catch up with you again real soon.
Oh, okay. Thanks for calling.
Jim from Marbles Outlet Fly Shop on US 2 in Gladstone, next to the Escanaba River. Check it out for yourself. He's giving us the fly fishing report right here on the Outdoor Show.